Just to back up, as soon as I learned of the director's inappropriate behavior, I took action. I launched an investigation to determine what had happened. I then determined that we should discipline the director, ordered sensitivity training for the director, directed him to apologize, and said that we'd resolve the matter in a way that satisfied the offended employee. When it became clear that the offended employee was not satisfied and that we were not going to settle the matter, it was necessary to ask for and accept his resignation.
Why would you keep the details of that sexual harassment secret?
Yeah, and I think this requires some understanding of how this works. When settlements occur, they're public, and we, of course, believe that it would be. There was no effort to keep anything secret. When the settlement occurs, it would be a public record. There was a general belief, I think, amongst everybody that was looking into this, that the settlement was going to occur and that was going to be settled to the satisfaction of the offended employee. What's changed is it became clear that that had not occurred and he was no longer in a position where he could lead the department.
When did it come to light that she was not satisfied with the settlement? I mean, the check is written, it's about to be sent.
You must have
had some indication she was interested.
Yeah, and we did very clearly believe that this was being settled to her satisfaction, and I thought that was very important. In fact, as I mentioned, in addition to directing him to apologize and the disciplining of the director and the ordering of the sensitivity training, I said an important part of settling this is settling it to her satisfaction. And through discussions with between Kurt Schaefer, who is handling this matter for the Department of Agriculture because the Attorney General's office refused to do so, between the negotiations between him and her attorney, everybody believed that actually a settlement had been agreed to. It wasn't finalized, and when that occurred, and it became clear to me that he was not in a position to lead the department effectively, I asked for his resignation.
Why could he no longer effectively lead? Because the circumstances
were the same. I think, again, there was a broad consensus that this was being settled to her satisfaction, and I thought that was important. I think it does. I'd said, well, again, let's go back when this first occurred, and after a review, I decided that we did need to discipline the director. The director needed to go through sensitivity training, and that he needed to apologize, and that we needed to settle it to her satisfaction. And everybody believed that that was a possible outcome. It's now become clear that that's not the case. Yeah. Well, and he was disciplined immediately. I made the decision that it would be possible for him to continue leading the department if we settled the matter to the satisfaction of the offended employee, and then if he went through some sensitivity training. It was a decision I made at the time.
Why did the money for the settlement come from the agriculture department?
Rather than the legal defense fund. Because the attorney general refused to take the case for the first 6 months that it existed. So we had this situation arise. I believed, the department believed, that the Attorney General had a responsibility to be involved. The Attorney General's office refused to be involved, and it made it impossible to have his office's involvement, obviously, because he'd refused to do this. I think this would have been much better if the Attorney General had immediately exercised his duties and met his responsibilities and represented the Department of Agriculture. I think that's clearly wrong. And we've always believed that we'd been able to seek reimbursement from the legal defense fund for any outlay from the department.
Did and it, deal?
There was clearly a belief that this had been settled and that everybody involved had agreed to the deal. But I think in terms of specific questions about that, we could certainly make Kurt Schaefer available to answer questions about that. Well, why do we pay any settlement? And we do. I mean, that's this settlement is consistent with past settlements. I think there's some other, there's lots of other issues here that are a personnel matter that we wouldn't discuss. Clearly, we want to get this resolved. And that's the only reason there's a legal claim existing, is to bring this to resolution. And we've, I think, exercised great patience in trying to resolve this. That'd be a decision for the director of the department to make. Yeah, and I'd have to look at the context of the statement.
I'm saying he said, I didn't do these things. Everybody else in the department knew who he was. And so why is his secretary still working there? He told investigators, oh, I'm really sorry for misleading you after she was confronted with evidence that she was lying.
Yeah.
If not this kind of boorish behavior, what about lying to the official investigation?
And my focus is on the very inappropriate behavior. It was clearly inappropriate. It's not something that should occur at any level of state government. After this incident occurred, in fact, I directed all the cabinet members to review their policies, ensure that an appropriate level of training existed to ensure that it doesn't happen at any level, particularly at high levels of responsibility. It depends on the circumstances, obviously.
So you fired him in May?
At the time, I believe that it was appropriate to discipline him, force the sensitivity training, have a sincere apology, and to arrive at a settlement that met the concerns of the offended employee. Well, at the time, everybody believed that we could settle it to the satisfaction of the offended employee. Everybody believed that we could settle them, that we could arrive at a settlement that met her concerns.
You say now that, you disagree with his conduct. Why didn't you publicly say that? Instead, it was portrayed as he's been reinstated.
Yeah, but at the time, it was very, he obviously apologized, and that apology became a public apology. So clearly, everybody knew that behavior had occurred that was inappropriate. He was apologizing for it, and we took other steps and other actions. Because we don't normally announce personnel issues, and this is a personnel issue.
Was there a written document that spelled out these conditions and said he was on a certain probation that would end up being satisfied conditions?
I'll have to follow up with you on that. Everybody knew, he knew, and I knew that he was on probation.
If there is a written document, can we get that document?
We need to obviously talk to the general counsel. As you all know, some documents relating to personnel matters are open and some are not. Well, I mentioned four things that needed to occur. One of those was this settlement. Yeah, and I'm open to ideas on how we have a strong policy. We have a strong policy here in this office and our code of conduct that relates to sexual harassment. Again, I directed all the cabinet members to take this on as a priority shortly after this occurred in last summer. In fact, I had a meeting yesterday with several legislators and told them that I would do the same thing, that I would again ensure that the cabinet members understood that this was a priority and asked them to revisit the issue within their departments as well. I mean, there were lots of people that we talked to during the situation. I don't know how anything would happen in Missouri agriculture that he might not comment upon.
Did Charlie Cruz change your mind about fire Rick Farrell back in May?
I wouldn't have. Once the decision was made, the decision was made.
Stay on his job. I mean, do you believe that is?
I think there are two things. I said there are two things that changed. One, we had a belief that this was being settled to her satisfaction. That is not the case. So that changed. Two, I believe it became impossible for him to do his job and to direct the department.
Why is that?
Obviously, because it was impossible for him to focus on the duties of the director and the very positive, the many positive things that are occurring in Missouri agriculture.
It's been suggested that you don't have enough
high-ranking people in your administration to put this on. Oh, I think so. And at the time, the general counsel was Jane Drummond, and Jane Drummond went on to be the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services, which is obviously one of the most important departments in state government. The director of the Department of Social Services is a woman, and that's the largest department in state government. The director of revenue, Trish Vincent, is doing a magnificent job. So we have women in very important positions within the administration, and I rely upon their guidance and counsel on a host of issues. Thank you all.